Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy, just checking in with the Vibe Check. What's up, everybody? Text us now, 585-252-9800, to be a part of the show. Some of our friends are already here.
Oh, my God. Hi, friends.
What's up, guys? By the way, you'd be proud of me. I'm cutting down on my spending when it comes to coffee, and I made myself a delicious iced coffee this morning.
Sounds delicious.
Super bitter.
Yeah, you're like, whenever I make coffee, I never do it right. I'm like, perfect. Love it.
Well, anytime I go to a coffee shop, they always ask, what can I put in your iced coffee for you? I'm like, just black with a splash of almond milk. They're like, ooh. It's like they're so confused why I don't load it up with cream and sugar and dairy and like,
maybe I will use this for there I said it, but I do believe that people don't actually like coffee. They just like all the crap they can put in it. Coffee is a vehicle to drink liquid sugar.
That's it. It's just
like lobster is a vehicle to drink butter.
I don't really put butter on my lobster.
What?
To be honest, and I love lobster, but the amount of
clams or any of it.
I just love seafood in general. But to listen, I've seen people that I've been friends with that they'll go to Starbucks, they'll get a caramel frappuccino every single day. Do you have any idea how much sugar is in that every day? By the end of the year, you've put on 30 pounds
in just liquid beverages.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And I did read in an article, I don't know if it was wherever, it doesn't matter, but they did an article on
400 calories.
Yeah. They did an article on Starbucks, and most of their money is spent on dairy products.
Duh.
It's supposed to cover up the taste of the bitter coffee that they serve. Still go there.
Yeah, I don't know. Not a coffee girly. Never have been. Never will be. So
whose vibes are up this morning?
Amanda here.
What's up, Amanda?
Just such a good day because my baby boy turns 5 today.
Happy
That's
birthday.
Sweet.
Happy
Amanda.
Birthday to your baby boy.
It's your birthday.
Not the 5-year-old. My God. You need help. I'm excited because not only is Amanda's baby turning 5, a girl that I did a braid party for over the weekend's turning 5 today, too.
I honestly thought you were about to say, my 31st birthday is coming up. I was going to lose my mind.
One of my biggest things that I'm doing right now is making 30 my entire personality.
You have done that, yeah.
I mean, it's, why not? You know what I mean? It's like fresh decade, fresh start, right at the beginning, right at the finish, right at the start line, so.
Right, but you're 3 days in, you know?
I know, but I mean, this is just the beginning, baby.
It'll pass. Who else is here?
Who else is here? Nigel's here.
What's up, Nigel?
Nigel goes, sup, Moose and Breeze. Sup, Nigel. Have you guys ever been to Body Fuel? I love it there.
No.
Okay.
I am familiar, but I've never been inside.
It's all right.
I like to kind of hang out outside. What is Body Fuel?
It's like a shake place.
Yeah, I drove
Not
past it.
Not my favorite.
No?
No.
Yeah, I'd like to try it. They got like smoothies and protein shakes and all that stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Acai bowls.
How come this city doesn't have a Jamba Juice?
What's that?
Jamba Juice is like it's a juice place. You go in there, fresh juice. What do you want? Give me a pineapple. Because
they have a juice place on University that they charge $30 a juice. They can just go there.
Oh, that's right. We're only allowed to have one in the city. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Perfect.
What's up with your vibes?
There is a tropical juice. Did you know that? Tropic Cafe? Never mind. Doesn't matter. Vibes are good. Got a nice sleep last night. Loved that for me.
Yeah.
I was exhausted.
Me too.
Excited today because I'm going to go down to Canandaigua, see my baby bestie, my best friend's daughter.
Nice.
Excited. You know, it's going to be really rough when she's off maternity leave.
I know. You're like, not going to get as much time in.
I'm going to be the one watching her, you know?
Oh, it is. That's what's going to happen?
No, I'm kidding. But I would if she needed me to. And yeah, I mean, now it's different because now when I go home, my parents are home. So that'll be fun. Can stop and see my mom. I think my dad's in Connecticut today. But anyways, yeah, just going to go home today. Very excited. And then going to make my way down to Fairport, New York.
Yeah. What are you
Fairport
doing?
Fairport High School.
For what?
Check out the situation with that 90-degree turn.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. You bleed for the city.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, got to make sure everything's set and ready to go.
Breezy's on the scene.
You know, I just got to check it out. I got to go talk to... I'm a hard-hitting journalist, you know what I mean? I got to go talk to the neighbors.
You're not.
All those people that have been driving through their front yard. So, that's pretty much my vibes. What about your vibes?
74 today for the high. It's going to be sunny. I'm looking forward to that. I might get a nice brisk walk in today.
Oh, nice.
Been walking the canal. It's been lovely, Breeze. Coffee in one hand. Erie Canal on the left side of me. Beautiful brisk breeze.
One qualm I do have about the Erie Canal is if you walk it in Pittsburgh, you lose service halfway through.
Oh, you do?
Which scares me because I'm like, oh, if I were attacked, I wouldn't be able to call anyone. So I don't know why that is.
Maybe I'll go to Lumos after the show today. Maybe I'll do that.
That's a good idea.
I haven't been since Saturday.
I have to go as well.
But all in all, I'm feeling pretty good today. And Friday's creeping up on us, and we love Fridays here on PXY Mornings.
Yes, we do.
Yesterday on the show, we spoke on the fact that the city recently has seen a ton of crime. And I'm going to tell you for the big story of the day what the Gates Police Department has been doing to crack down on these repeated offenders, most of them teenagers. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Yesterday on the show, I know we touched on a lot of the... we spoke about the fact that the city recently has seen a ton of crime. And a lot of the crime seems to come from teenagers. And it's causing a lot of concern among law enforcement officials. The Gates Police Department has been charging parents or guardians in an effort to combat this issue. How many are for this idea? They're saying it's a strategy that has shown positive results, according to Gates Police Chief Rob Long. Now, a recent case where charging the parent of a repeatedly offending teenager led to a noticeable change in the teen's behavior. So there's that. Yes, probably because, if I had to guess, his parent or guardian gave them a nice little ass whooping. And some of these teens are more scared of the consequences at home than they are the police.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own personal thought. And the approach is based on New York state law, specifically the section on endangering the welfare of a child, which allows for holding parents accountable. So the method has had some success with long noting. They had stopped. They didn't show back up. We've never arrested them again. Maybe the parents said, hey, enough. You got me in trouble for the actions. So Palmyra Police Chief Kyle DiNardo shared his frustration. And he goes, look, we've pretty much run out of ideas. We've tried everything. And I don't know if this will work, but I hope it will. Rochester Mayor Malik Evans has yet to support the idea of arresting parents in Rochester. He described the measure as a tough step and prefers exploring ways to help work with parents in challenging situations involving their children first. Both Gates and Palmyra police departments emphasize that arresting parents is not their preferred course of action. They highlight the availability of resources, ask parents to reach out if they need assistance in managing their children's behavior. I don't know how many people are for this. They're saying they've had some success with it. Very interesting to see what would happen if they did start arresting the parents or guardian for repeat offenders who are teenagers.
Yeah, I mean,
all those smash and grabs in the city.
It's definitely an interesting tactic. Well, I will say that.
Let's say you get a knock at your door at 2 a.m. It's the police. It's like, hey, we're placing you under arrest for something your teenage son did mm-hmm. 3 nights ago. What do you think that conversation between the parent, guardian, or child would look like?
I don't think it's going to go well.
No.
Don't think it's going to go well at all. So I think it's interesting. I think that somebody needs to be held accountable because as of right now, nobody is. They're like, oh, we can't find them. They're gone. They're 10.
Right.
So what are we going to do? Throw them in the slammer?
Right. But that's 10. The thing. You have 14-year-olds stealing cars right now in the street. And usually you know it's a 14-year-old because all those cars are typically flipped over on the hood, the roof of their car. They can't drive.
I have no idea what's going on. No clue. All right. This is a crazy story that I'm trying to just convey here. As we know, when you fly these days, really anything can happen. And there's a lot of nutty things that take place on airplanes and aircrafts while they're in the air. This, though, I don't know. And I want to get your opinion on it. An American Airlines flight turned around 2 hours into their flight after a passenger called a flight attendant a waiter. So this happened a little bit ago over the summer, but it's all just coming out now. American Airlines flight 2557 turned around after 2 hours of flying because a passenger called a stewardess, which I don't think that's what they're even called these days, a waiter, a flight attendant.
Waiter!
Literally.
They took the plane.
The flight took off from New York in July.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I have 2023 on the 18th to the destination of Ghana. So it was a longer flight.
Yeah.
All right. And according to the New York Post, the passenger who had been flying business class asked the flight attendant to help him put his luggage on the overhead bin because he had recently underwent a surgery on his spine. Per the publication, the flight attendant allegedly said, "No, I don't do that. I don't get paid that kind of money. And if you don't like it, there's always another airline."
Whoa.
So already aggressive, right? The flight attendant eventually ended up helping the passenger and identified himself as like this guy named Joel. Okay. So when the beverage service began, the flight attendant, who allegedly refused to help this man because of their said wage, asked if he'd like something to drink. And he didn't respond because he didn't want to cause a scene. Because they were already beefing. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Right. Like, this is a lot on an airplane.
So then he asked again. The flight attendant asked the guy again. And he said, "No, thank you, waiter." The flight attendant loses his mind. Absolutely freaks out. And tells him, "I'm not a waiter. And I have the power to turn this plane around." And then the guy told the flight attendant, "You must be God, so do it." So then the flight attendant goes to the pilot and says, "We have an extremely disturbing passenger on board. We need to turn the plane around, this, that, and the other." You know, American Airlines has come out saying, you know, "Security and safety is our top priority, and we thank our customers for understanding our team members and their professionalism during this difficult situation." Now, given the fact that there was no disruption whatsoever.
No. Joel needs to be fired.
He said, "I never got up." The passenger said, "I never got up. I was never in an argument. There was never a confrontation. Nobody touched each other."
Right. The flight attendant needs to be fired.
He was just, it was just his pride. So with that being said, the passenger has received an apology from American Airlines from the incident and was comped over 10,000 free miles. I don't know if he'll ever fly it again. I think this is just a classic tale of just drama. Like, there's a lot of reasons to turn a plane around. This is not one of them.
No, of course not.
This is not one of them.
You know how many people's travel plans were totally screwed after that?
And they were going to Ghana.
This guy's ego was crushed. Why is a flight attendant refusing to help a guy who just had spine surgery or whatever put his luggage in the carry-on?
Above his pay grade.
Well, I don't understand.
Above his pay grade.
Wow.
I cannot stand, and I feel like this is a bigger conversation. Maybe we can talk about it tomorrow. I cannot stand when people at their jobs refuse to do something because either it's above their pay grade, they're clocked out. And listen, I'm not saying like, you know, do a whole proposal for somebody if that's not your job. Obviously, draw the line in the sand somewhere. But if you just clocked out and someone asks you for something, "Hey, can you tell me where the bathroom is? Sorry, I'm off the clock." Right. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I got some great stories about that.
I hate it. This is a crazy story. And, you know, just because these two people were beefing, hundreds of people on this plane were affected. I can't stand that. It's so selfish.
I know. A lot of people have to pay the price. Coming up on the show, we're going to read you an anonymous message we got from a mother who says her boyfriend's 10-year-old daughter has become so out of control that it's ruining their relationship. We'll get to this mom's message for Parental Confidential coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
How many parents listening have been into a situation like this where you blend the families together and then you have that one child who's just a monster and they're kind of responsible for maybe breaking up a happy home?
Yeah.
We got really an anonymous message from a mother that says, "Hello, Moose and Breezy. I know you guys always say this segment is anonymous and then laugh and reveal the person's name and address. But in my case, please keep me anonymous. I'm begging you. This topic is very serious to me in my current situation, and it could really end up being the make or break, if I'm being honest."
Fair enough. Been with my
live-in boyfriend 5 years now. He has a daughter with another woman. I have a son from a previous marriage. And for the first couple of years, our blended family worked quite well together. But over the course of the last 3 years, things have gone sideways. The daughter has become more and more aggressive and hostile to me and my son. She will do just about anything to put me down, and it makes me upset. And it's even gotten to the point where she started to hit my son. This is driving a huge wedge between my boyfriend and I for obvious reasons. And every time I try to talk to him about it, he gets super defensive over his daughter, and almost always the situation ends up in a fight. It has even gotten to the point where she has become so volatile that I have to take my son to go sleep at my mom's a couple towns over. I know I'm not the only one who has dealt with a messed up blended family situation, and I'm just looking for any advice or even just hope, because I'm at the point where I'm slowly starting to think none of this is worth it, and that we will ultimately break up in the long run over his daughter and her behavior. I just need something, anything. I'm desperate. Thank you. This is a cry for help.
I have heard of this situation with three friends of mine that are older than me, obviously, that right. have, you know, been in the situation of, I've been with somebody, their daughter, for whatever reason, doesn't like me or doesn't like the fact that their dad is with someone. And it's always the daughter, too. I don't know what it is.
Oh, really?
That's not true. I've seen, like, movies with, like, sons being mischievous. But, like, the whole idea of the kid ultimately ending your relationship.
It's tough.
Is a scary thought.
But here's the thing, too. A couple of my buddies got into relationships with women who already had kids. They were all mm-hmm. sons. And ultimately, what led to the breakup of those relationships wasn't so much the child being disrespectful and going off the rails. It was the mother that constantly stuck up for them in their crappy behavior. They always sided with their kid. And so it made the relationship really difficult to continue on with, because they kind of felt like they were left in the dust, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you got to work with me here a little bit.
100%.
And there was none of that. Have you ever been in a situation like this before that you can offer our anonymous mother here? 585-252-9800. A couple texts already coming in. One is from Clarissa, I believe. She says your fiance needs to parent his... Is it a fiance or a boyfriend?
Boy, she said live-in boyfriend.
Got it. He needs to parent his child. I suggest you go hands off with his kid and worry about your own. A lot of step parents do it in the beginning of puberty, and it's called nacho. Nacho kid, nacho problem. Oh, let your boyfriend be the dad here and let him do his actual job and be a parent.
I just take issue with that, though, because like
he's not doing his job.
He's right. not helping. I mean, nothing has changed in the sense of his parenting style obviously isn't working.
For her to sit down and try to have an open, candid conversation about what's happening, and the only thing he does is get defensive, that sounds
bad.
Like he's a weak man.
That's really bad.
Lindsay says, I hate to sound negative here, but this is not a relationship that's going to work out. Sorry, but I don't see it happening. This dad is not doing his job as being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing his out-of-control daughter will continue to do is get in the way of your guys having a healthy, loving relationship. Yikers.
Yikers is right. In the case of, you know, this, and I don't know the whole background situation, but the other ones that I've been adverse to is, like, the kid goes back to the biological mother,
right,
their mother,
right.
And then they start all spewing together, and it's like, it just creates so many issues. And I know to this person and to other people listening that you love this person, but that you do have to ask yourself the question, is this worth being upset every day? Is this worth being miserable over every day? Because this little girl is affecting your mood greatly. And I just don't know if that's...
Crystal says, I think you need to approach this from a different angle. As it stands, your fiancé is shutting down and going into parental defense mode. You can try, when it hasn't just kicked off, the angle of what can we do to make your daughter feel part of the family? How do we make things better for all of us? Stress the point that you're concerned for his kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you can try that. It's just, it doesn't sound like he's willing to have an open conversation. But then again, I don't know. Because, listen, when you go to have these type of conversations with, it doesn't have to be about kids, just in general with an individual, the last thing they want to do is feel like they're being attacked.
Yeah.
Or being put into a corner. So you kind of really have to cater to their feelings. Like, listen, this is about both of us.
Right.
Steven says, when you sit him down and talk to him alone during the week when his daughter isn't there, how are you communicating all of this to him? What does he say in response?
Well,
he curls up in the fetal position.
Have a great response.
He curls up on the floor, runs into the bedroom and shuts the door.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Let me get over to our girl Michelle here. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. This mom trying to sit down and have a conversation to him about his daughter and their relationship shows just how much she cares. The fact he gets defensive about it and shuts down shows he doesn't care. So I think it's time possibly for this mom to move on. This relationship is never going to work.
Yeah. This person says, coming from a stepchild, it's the age. She will calm down. And you guys might have an amazing relationship in a year or two.
Yeah.
Just depends on how the dad reacts to the behavior right now. Well, I get that, but it doesn't sound good.
You got to be willing to stick it out, not knowing how long this could possibly continue. And that's really tough to do.
Yeah.
And then let's get over to our boy Matt here. As someone who has been in this mom's shoes, I will say it is not easy. I did everything in the world to try and make it work, and I loved the woman I was with. But her son ultimately ruined our 3-year relationship. She constantly sided with her son, regardless of how bad or disrespectful her son was to me. This is a dead end, move on. Perfect example. This is what I was talking about with my buddy. Same thing happened to Matt. Constantly siding with her disrespectful son, which I never understood. It's like, why can't you just reprimand the kid? Why are you siding with
her? Rewarding bad behavior.
I don't know. And you know, we don't do that on this show.
We do not reward
bad behavior. We don't reward bad behavior.
Couldn't be us. Wow. I do feel bad, though, because the relationship could ultimately end. It could.
So to this mom who messaged us, you have a couple of things that you need to decide on. Do you want to stick it out and really try to get through to your boyfriend on how things can change between the dynamic of the blended family, between his daughter acting up and not treating your son like crap anymore? I mean, the girl walks around slapping the poor kid around.
I know.
Or do you just call it quits and come to the realization that this is probably not going to work, considering he's not mature enough to sit down and have an open conversation with you about it? You know?
Right.
The only thing he's doing is getting defensive.
Correct.
I wish we could offer more help here. I don't know, you know, with the text that we got.
Yeah.
It's really ultimately your decision.
I think it's such a niche issue that people face, you know.
Follow your heart.
I would say don't let it go on longer for more than 6 months.
That's a long time.
If it's still like this, like by the end of summer, get out. Get out. Leave.
I wish I had a quarter on me we can flip. Do you have any change?
No.
Do you have a quarter on you? All right.
I have a dime.
So to this mom who wrote us in, I know you're listening right now. Heads, you're leaving. Tails, you're going to stay and work it out. Okay? Go ahead. Flip the quarter, Breezy.
Heads.
All right, you're leaving.
Pack
your bags. We'll do another parental confidential tomorrow. You're welcome.
98PXY.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.